First of all, my problem is not sex. My problem is feelings. I can't nut if I don't have feelings for you, unfortunately. But what I was gonna say is, don't tell that nigga shit.
Hey guys, it's producer Henny.
Hey, what's up? It's Dweezy.
Hi guys, I'm Lebo.
What's with the getup?
She looks like her mother. This is episode number 7. And we have a jam-packed show for you. Henny, what's on the show for today?
So, today we are chatting about what is the best time to have sex, okay? In our confession, we're talking about somebody who only has drunk sex. And then in our do's and don'ts, it asks what to do after getting rounds. And for our hated and rated, we're speaking about eating ass, period, point, and the blank.
Okay.
If he eat my ass, he's a bottom feeder.
Shout out. Shout out, Meg.
So for our relationship guru today, I found something on Instagram where it was basically a text message saying that, hey, I'm not sure if you were aware, but my boyfriend was here. So if you could put some different clothes on or wait for him to leave to come in the kitchen next time, that will be great. And then she replied, no. So my thing is, right, for my relationship guru, this is how we're constructing it. Is a text message like this okay to send to a friend, like your roommate, for instance?
I just need to bring Shady Lebo back, because...
bring her back.
Bitch, if your man has a problem with the way I look in my house, then your man better not come to my house.
Get her.
And if you don't trust your man around me in my house, then don't bring your fucking man around me in my house.
Get her. Listen, how someone else dresses is not your problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you are insecure by another hun who is your roommate and you bring your man around, you are insecure. You have the problem. You need to deal with it. That's period.
Period. That's all menstrual.
There's no, if I have to, who are we giving, who's giving us the advice? Is this the girl who's talking about a roommate?
Yeah, this is the girl talking about her roommate.
So you.
And that's the message that was sent to her. And she replied, no.
So that girl needs to either move out if she's unhappy. Yeah. Like Lebo says, stop bringing her man around. Or maybe dress in a way that can maybe meet up with how a roommate dresses. Because maybe you're feeling a bit threatened.
No.
Period. No.
And also, remember as kids when male relatives would come over and they tell us to change? It kind of plays into the idea that men can't control themselves and we are the ones who need to change and look a certain way. Bitch, if you don't get your mans...
Okay, but now let me spin it. What if, like, your roommate is the type that likes to walk around in, say, maybe butt-ass naked, I don't know how that works, but, like, maybe walking around in, like, lingerie. Not comfortable, risky clothes or whatever, if that's what they want to categorize it as, but constantly walking around the house in lingerie, specifically when your partner's around.
Okay, so I will say, regardless of what we said as well, there is still an element of respect. It's, for example, if Lebo's got a sister and her sister's maybe just like a year or two younger than her and you're like 21 and she's 19 and she brings a man around, it's still respectful for you not to... Let me phrase it correctly so I don't get... There's still an element.
Lebo is looking at you with that eye.
There's an element of respect for another couple. So, for example, you don't go to another couple in like a bar or something and like purposely like flaunt and like what she's saying. If it's only, you only dress like, so let's say your sister's at your house, but every time she's at your house, she's in sweats, she's in an oversized hoodie, she's in t-shirts, blah, blah, blah. But it's only when your man comes around that your sister's like, tits out, let's go for the boy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If your sister's always out and about with her titties out, then don't bring her over, or don't bring your man over if you know your sister's always out and about with her titties out. That's what I'm saying.
You know what you do? You go downstairs to the manager's office and you say cancel lease and you move the fuck out.
And that's real hard approach to this. I feel like the roommate should talk. And they did talk. There was a no given at that point. It's not your problem anymore. You got to deal with yourself.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of that place, bro. What else are you going to do? Or leave the man?
I don't think the man's the problem. I think the insecure girlfriend's the problem.
The man's not the issue here.
He's just fucking up. Dump both of you. Dump yourself. Dump him. Just throw everyone out.
Everyone.
Throw everyone out. Bye. Bye.
Just out. Leave. Leave. Get out. So for our burning question today, I saw this tweet on Twitter that was saying, 3 to 6 a.m. sex is top tier. So my two experts, I want to know, when is the best time to have intercourse?
Okay, hear me out. The best time to have intercourse is at 8 o'clock in the morning after breakfast, 12 o'clock just before lunch, mm-hmm. after lunch, mm-hmm. little mm-hmm. afternoon snack, mm-hmm. before dinner,
come on,
after dinner,
okay.
before bed,
right.
maybe again before you sleep.
Yes, sir.
Quick, when you wake up, you know when you wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to go get juice?
That's the worst.
No, when you go get juice, then you just quickly, again. Why? Why are you limiting yourself to 3 to 6 in the morning? That's the devil's hour first.
3 to 6 is the worst time to have sex.
Maybe that's why it's good.
9 times out of 10, you're waking me up to have sex. Mm-mm. And men think because they wake up hard, we wake up wet. We don't. I'm going to be dry. I just woke up. I'm fucking tired. I'm sleeping. Leave me the fuck alone. Okay, we'll wake up properly in the morning and have breakfast in bed and have breakfast in bed.
She'll be lying then, and all of a sudden she just feels something poking her back. No, but let me tell you a story, right? I have once gone to bed. When I tell you I've gone to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning because of a long night, chatting, partying, all that kind of stuff. The sex I had at 5 o'clock in the morning was unholy. Unholy. It was grand. And to the To the point where we then woke up, we took like a 30-minute nap. We both woke up and said, round two, shoot him again.
I'd just like to say all sex is unholy because you're not married.
No, but that's besides the point. I'm just saying it was great. It was fantastic. It was sinner sex. That's what it was. And that's the best sex. Sinner sex is the best sex.
Come on.
But 3 to 6 a.m., I think it's a bit risky. I think we're going to get to it a little bit later. 3 to 6 a.m., normally you're paying at a time where, like you say, they're tired and you want to take advantage. Or you've just come back from the club. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's also possibly risky that both of y'all are maybe too over your heads, been drinking too much, and now things get blurred, things are risky. But if you're not those things, if you're not tired, and if you're not drunk, then in the morning, because also, you know what was nice for me? It was like a little bit risky. At 5:30 in the morning, Dad was there busy waking up, getting ready and showering in the room next door. Guys, that extra thrill. Wow!
I'd just like to say no one uses a condom around 3 to 6 in the morning. No one. It's all unprotected sex. You're going to get sick. Others, they sick. They have a low stream.
Penny, what would you do? 3 to 6 a.m., you think it's good?
Well, if we're going off of when I feel is best, you know, to get the self-pleasure in, 3 to 6 a.m., I'm just too tired, man. Okay, I don't go out. I don't do that, all of that crap. I mean, right now we're all quarantined anyway. But like 3 to 6 a.m. could be peak if you are in the mood. However, I'm sleeping at that time. So I don't know.
I genuinely believe that the prime window, 11 o'clock in the evening until 1 o'clock in the morning. That there.
I agree.
That there. That's nighttime jazz sex. Mm. That's good. That's good. The flutes are blowing.
That's cellos some are rolling. Walker party next door shit.
That's when you leave the club. That's when you leave the club with your bae. You quickly go to your place. Mm-hmm. You guys smash one out, and then you come back to the club with enough time to still party.
Mm-hmm. That's good Marvin Gaye sex type of sex.
Come on!
But also sex during the daytime slaps as well. Genuinely, sex in the day.
Sex just in general. Bangs.
Recommended.
Highly recommended. Okay, so we put up a Google form asking you guys to send submissions. We are going to get to them in the weeks to come. We're going to talk about, for example, someone's asking about sexual compatibility. How do I tell someone if I'm not enjoying it? How do I initiate a threesome? But the one we're dealing with today, because it like links into something I said earlier, was I've never had sex sober. I hardly remember any of my experiences. What are our takes on that?
I'm about to bring Shady Lib out and judge your ass.
Yeah, Lib, go first, man. I don't know. It's sketchy, man. It's not sketchy, but it's like, if you're not really ever remembering your experiences, we're no longer really talking about sex, in my opinion. You know?
That's not even Shady Lib shit. That's psychologist Lib. Damn, bro. I feel like you need to go see somebody. Are you sure everything was like consensual? Because, like, damn. Yeah.
You see, that's my thing.
Because if you never remembering your experiences, would you still have regrets afterwards? Did you want to? Did you know whether you wanted to or not? For example, I know some guys do drink a lot more so they can last a lot longer. Which means if they're just having, but the problem is you're then desensitized. Now you're just going to come a point where you're actually going to be with someone and you're going to be sober, and then you no longer have these things that helped you before. You no longer have these crutches in place. So you're just screwing yourself over.
I think it also might be a childhood trauma thing. So you need to go see someone for real. Because if you feel the need to be drunk every time you have sex, maybe you had something happen in your childhood where alcohol was linked to sex for you, or sex was just a bad experience for you, or you were harassed or abused somehow. So, yeah.
I think even Henny can tie in. I think we can take it further. If the only point you can engage in intimacy is when you've had... So, for example, it's almost like people who are saying, I can only really talk to people, or I can only really like hook up with people at the club when I am drunk. Mm-hmm. That's no longer healthy, because then your intimacy is tied to alcohol. And I don't know what you think about that, Henny.
I mean, I don't know, man. Because obviously I haven't had drunk sex or anything like that. But like, you know, if you have drunk sex, say, occasionally, because maybe some people like how it feels when they're drunk, that's fine. But when you are now talking about you hardly remember any of your experiences, I don't know. I feel like, in my opinion, you need to really ask yourself, why is it only the fact that you're having only drunk sex? Is it because you are maybe only trying to satisfy somebody else and you just don't want to be part of the ride? Obviously, we don't know the context in which this confession was given, because it's only on a Google form. You know what I'm trying to say? But just exploring it from that perspective, like Lebo said, you really have to like dive deep and ask yourself, why are you doing that? Because, I mean, sex is something that you are also supposed to enjoy and obviously remember as an experience. And if you don't remember it, well, I mean, now you are just basically like giving yourself to somebody, and you maybe don't even want to, but because obviously you're intoxicated, those lines are unfortunately blurred. You see what I'm trying to say?
I also think there's a part of it.
I just want to like highlight that part.
Yeah, I also think there's a part that you're depriving yourself. So you're depriving yourself in a way that you're only ever then also engaging in intimacy or in sex after parties, after house jewels, after all of those types of things. You're not seeking out intimacy and you're not engaging it when it feels right. You just engage in it because you're drunk and it's the next thing that ought to happen. It's not like, for example, me and Lebo go on a date, you'll then drink yourself shitless and that's the only time you have sex. But you're not trying to make the intimacy happen if me and Lebo are just sitting sober on the couch and watching a movie, or we go out on a food date, have a glass of wine each, come home, and then want to like play around. It means that you're not allowing yourself to feel intimate unless you have alcohol in. You're just depriving yourself.
And something is just not adding up, because I refuse to believe that every single time you're drunk, you black out. So do you only have sex when you're blackout drunk? Do you black out every time you have sex, which is a
that's
problem?
That's a good question.
You go see someone. The first one is also a problem. You need to go see someone, but like, damn.
Yeah. It's a more complex situation, but we don't feel that it's healthy.
It's not healthy.
Yes. Definitely a very toxic kind of situation going on there. So for our do's and don'ts, I saw a video where basically the question was posed where it was like, okay, fine. So you've had sex. You're in your partner's bed or you're in your hookup's bed for the night. Now, after sex, is it okay? Like, what do you do after that? Is it okay to, like, give a review? Like, say, you know, that was good, or you could have been a bit better. Like, is that something that we do, guys? Like, give reviews straight after rounds?
Before she chimes in, I think it's nice to have a conversation about the experience you just had. I think it's a very vulnerable moment after you've both come and both orgasmed, hopefully. But I think it's a very vulnerable experience that you both have now done this very intimate thing with each other, and you've reached a point of climax with each other, and now you're lying down next to each other. I think it's very intimate. I think it's very vulnerable. And then I think questions like, did you enjoy that? And getting an honest answer, I think, is very productive and progressive in terms of communication with a relationship. I mean, personally, I've always been like, did you have a good time? Was it okay? And then they would often respond with, yes, that was good. Sometimes I've personally had someone be like, yeah, it was uncomfortable at a point in terms of the feeling, not necessarily the moment, because gay sex is different, obviously. And they'll give an honest review. And I think there it's open. Because if you don't talk about it, we know gents. Gents are going to walk in and be like, I was the stallion. I rocked the boat. And then they're going to do the same shit to you next week. And you're still going to be lying there, orgasmless, for the rest of your life.
First of all, my problem is not sex. My problem is feelings. I can't nut if I don't have feelings for you, unfortunately. But what I was going to say is, don't tell that nigga shit. Don't tell him shit, because first of all... niggas don't give a fuck.
She said if she doesn't have feelings, you're never going to satisfy her. What the hell?
No, but like, for real, ish, it's kind of hard to tell a guy that it wasn't nice, because first of all, I was screaming. So now I have to explain why I was screaming, but like, the sex didn't bang.
Because you were lying.
You
were lying.
Now I have to explain. So why were you making noise? I feel like also, just stop the midway here. If it's uncomfortable, if it hurts, just be like.
I think honestly that a review, I don't know, Henny, you can obviously chime in after this, but I think personally that having a discussion about what people do and what you guys have just done is healthy. It's healthy to know, so you can know what to do the next time better. If they said, I wanted more time on top, then next time you know, you want more time on top.
Girl ever.
If you want more time, if you made sure you wanted me to put you on your back more often or do more work, tell me. Because then next time you're going to have your legs behind your ears and we're going to send it. That's how it works. That's how talk. Henny, what do you think?
I agree. I think it's all about how it's done. So obviously I agree that you can give a review.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, don't make it like, okay, so you've taken out your pen and paper and you're like, well, I think you could have gone deeper. You know what I'm saying? You could have eaten that pussy a bit longer.
He does something, you're like,
okay, cool. So like, after he's eating you out, you're like, I bet. You know, it could have been like a 7 out of 10. I aim for 8. You know, it shouldn't be like that. It should be like, an organic kind of vulnerable conversation.
Yeah.
So I think off the rounds, yes, like it can be part of pillow talk even, but it shouldn't be like I'm taking out my textbook. I'm like, did he satisfy me to this degree? Did I come 6 times? No, it shouldn't be like that.
Coming up right now is You're Hated or Rated. And it's something that you'll never catch me doing, honey. But you'll always catch Dwayne doing it, honey. Because he liked that shit. It's eating ass.
But it's not a lie. It's not a lie. Guys, for gay couples, for homosexual relationships, eating ass is great. For the person eating ass and for the person receiving, it is great. Because it's are we talking about it before? It's the pussy. It's the boy pussy, you know? It's grand, yo. And I fully rate it. Rate it.
I would say for gay men, I would rate it. Because straight men don't wash their assholes because they say it's gay. So like,
but then all you gotta do is make sure you take your man to the shower and you make him wash his asshole so you can eat him out. Because I'm telling you what, straight men, and look, your straight men love playing themselves with internalized homophobia and all of these kinds of things. They are missing out on all of their main pleasure centers because they are located where? In your rear, your P-spot, that prostate is in your asshole. The outside of your ass is really sensitive. It feels good. It's not gay if your girl eats you out. It's pleasure. Stop doing this with each other.
It's great if your girl wants to eat you out, but like, not me.
So you... Wait, now my question is, right? So would you want your ass to get eaten out, level?
Don't touch my asshole, bruh. Stay away from my shit. Like, have you
literally
ever...
stay away from my shit.
Stay away from it.
You hit, like, when they eat your pussy. Sometimes it's so drippy that it drips down your asshole and gets wet. That shit is uncomfortable.
What they must do is they must just hit, like, a little while they're there. Like a longer lick just down from the bottom and up. Just like, ha ha.
You'll just see me squeezing my butt cheeks through here like that.
You know, like when you eat ice cream and you lick from the bottom to the top. That's what I'm licking the booty hole to.
I mean, and also, I'm pretty sure straight men don't wax their assholes. Now I'm eating your hip.
But then the same conversation. What happens if a girl's got a hairy pussy? Like...
I shave my shit.
No, but if you don't, the difference ain't there. It's exactly the same thing.
I shave from here.
Come on.
Yeah, all the way to here. Penny. So ain't no hair.
All the way.
Would you eat ass?
Yes.
Would you have your ass eaten?
Did she say yes?
Listen. I gotta explain, okay? I have never been one to knock anything down. However, when I was introduced to Two Girls, One Cup, I said it was a no for me, ma'am.
Eating ass is a Two Girls, One Cup. Eating ass is not Two Girls, One Cup. There is
I understand,
no
but it's... I know, but like, it really just...
Do you hate it or rate it?
Look,
Henrietta, listen.
I am at a... I'm in the middle because I've never done it before. So,
but would you?
Okay, right now I rate. I don't want to say rate it because I've never had my ass eaten out.
No, but you must know how good it feels. Just play with your booty hole one time and think. Imagine that was a wet tongue.
Don't listen to this.
I'm not knocking it. I'll tell you that. I'm not knocking it.
I think it
is a win. Will I do it though?
For once.
Henrietta. How will your African parents feel knowing that you eat bombs? How will they feel?
If the bunda is banging, eat it, girl. If the cake is ready, take a slice.
How will your worst African parents feel that you are eating bombs? How will they feel?
You see, that's different conversation. I'm just not knocking it. I'm saying if you want to eat ass, eat ass. Like, groceries, be a bottom feeder, like Meg Thee Stallion said. But will I be doing it? I don't know.
One day.
If it's not a naughty,
I'm at the middle.
If it's not a naughty.
Fine. Oh, right now, if I say I rated, then people are gonna, the friends are going to come for me.
There's some whores in this house. There's some whores.
So for now, I'm going to say hated. I'm going to say hated, but I'm knocking anybody down that does.
I feel like it can be a draw because I'm also not hating it. I'm just not going to do it myself. It's fine if you want to eat ass.
Yeah.
I'm not eating ass. It's fine. Doing your bottom feeder. It's fine.
So, questions. Let's get to know each other a little bit better. Have you ever been skinny dipping?
Oh, yes. It's so fun. It's
how are your West African parents feel knowing that you're swimming naked? Butt naked.
Even in my pool.
I don't know if you can relate, but when the cold water flows on the parts, it's sensual. Confirm.
Really? I don't know about all that.
I was thinking about that.
She said, I don't know about that. Is that how you feel? Okay. I must try that.
Okay. Oh. Question number two. Have you ever slept with someone you work with?
At work?
Tickets.
No.
Like, no. That's the someone they work with you.
No.
I was about to say, I was narrowing all the gender tucks.
I was so scared, bro.
I'm thinking about my side hustles as well.
Henny, have you ever hooked up with someone you work with?
Absolutely not. You don't shit where you eat.
Dwayne is a perfect example as to why you should not. Because I know Dwayne, I'm not going to tell it, but it was a mess. Yeah, FXFM, yes, sis. You. Now his friend, as is his friends, must inherit beef. I must stop those things.
Inherit.
Bro, it was tough times. Here by the station, you walked in and there was tension. Tension.
Okay, Henny, if we were out for dinner and I said I wanted to have sex right now, what would you do?
You say you, Dwayne. You're telling me.
I'm saying imagine I'm a somebody's. I'm a gent talking to you, and I'm saying if we were out for dinner and I said I wanted to have sex right now, what would you do?
I don't know what I would do. I'd probably freeze. I'd probably spit out the food and chew it. I'd probably just be like,
pfft. What's the question?
I'm now a guy. We had dinner together. Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Do I like
bow,
you?
Bow, bow, bow. Yeah. I've got the abs. I've got the beards.
The romantic music.
So, we're out for dinner. Lebo. Mm-hmm. I want to have sex with you right now.
Let's go! Yeah, about fertility, honey. I'm on that birth control.
I would literally leave the table, go to the bathroom with you, bang one out, come back to the table.
Finish our dinner. Or you could go finish your dinner, because I'm your dinner.
Come on!
Yeah, just order ice cream because I'm your meal, baby. Henny, have you ever sent nudes to yourself?
No, not to myself. Oh, like no, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Lebo,
don't even answer. We already know.
I haven't. I've sent nudes to other people in my past, but never to myself. She literally went on her phone. She is deep within
range. And she's like, let me check.
I gotta show it. Okay, I'm gonna block it out. There, it literally says you. It says you. She sent this to herself. She even said, damn, ma.
It's self-love. It's self-love.
She sent herself a picture and she said, damn, ma, is this you? And then sent a whole bunch of flames to herself. To herself.
Self-love. I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Okay, last question. Would you or have you had group sex?
I would, though.
It's a no for me. It's a no for me.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Ooh, you nasty.
How big is this group?
Yeah.
What's the number? What's the max number of dicks and vaginas in one room?
Like 10?
Yeah, maybe all of us is 10. It's 5 honeys, it's 5 guys. just five guys.
Level.
Yo, there's gonna be really? A lot happening in that room.
It's I get it's 2x2s and then we switch at some point. We swap and then
so yeah, you're gonna get pounded by five guys. There's some whores in this house. There's some certified freak. 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
I want you to touch that little dangly thing that swung the back of my throat. That's what Cardi B said. That's what I want from that group thing. I don't think I'd ever do it, but like in my mind, I'd want to do it. But to actually do it, I don't have the guts. I'm too much of a...
It's just a fantasy.
Well, keep it a fantasy. Thanks. That's us for today. From me, shout out for listening. Like, share, subscribe. 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 Woo! Tell your friends.
The English.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Henny, say wow. Goodbye. Say goodbye. I'm done with this.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.